Now, from one, that's Kylie there with Teo. So from one Australian to go live to Sydney, we've got Andrew Smith on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Now, in front of me, I'm being told you've got the best job in the world ever.
That's not a lie.
So can you explain it to us?
Yeah. So Tourism Australia ran a big campaign. They were saying, best job in the world. And they had different jobs for each of the states. It was kind of a rerun of something they did in the past, but it was just bigger this time. And so I saw festivals, events, nightlife, and all this money, and we want you to come do it. And I was like, okay. So they said, make a 30-second application video. Tell us why you should get the job. And I said, all right, well, might as well take a shot at it, because I was traveling with a travel show based out of Dubai and had no idea what I was going to do next. And after I made the first round, I took it a bit more seriously. And yeah, now I'm here in Sydney.
Okay, well, before you tell us what you do, the actual title on this that the Australians ran with, the contest was to become, quote, chief funster for the yes. state of New South Wales in Australia. Andrew, you get paid 67,000 pounds or euro? Or is it dollars?
Yeah, that's the idea.
And what do you got to do?
So, basically, as chief funster, which, you know, even I'm like, wow, how do I live up to that? But yeah, I'm the chief funster, and that means going around, as I said before, nightlife, festivals, different events, also regional New South Wales, because New South Wales is huge. I didn't even know how big it was till I showed up, but it's not just Sydney. So the idea is, I'm coming here, I've never lived here, and I'm telling the story of what New South Wales is all about. Not only the travel, but even some of the work opportunities. And it's all a big adventure, mainly told through social media.
Right, okay. And so I see here you've daredevil stunts that you've got, including skydiving, driving with Top Gear stars.
Yeah.
And it's all for the Australian Tourist Board.
Yeah, it is. Which, I mean, somebody's got to do it, right?
Can I ask you something, Andrew, so far, because we're reading through the list of things you've done, which sound amazing. Have they asked you to do anything yet that's terrified you and you've thought, no, I don't want to do it?
To be honest, no, not yet. I think the only thing that's kind of looming potentially in my future is to maybe eat a witchetty grub, one of those massive, white, plump worms.
Oh.
That you can find out in the bush. Yeah, that's the only one I'm a little bit questioning. Yeah.
And can you say no to it? Or do you have to sign, kind of, when you get your contract at the start of the year, do you have to say that I will do all of these things I'm asked to do? Or is there any get-out clause for you to say, no, I'm not doing that one?
No, I mean, if it really came down to it and I was like, no, I really don't want to go skydive, nobody would make me do it. But I think part of the reason I may have found myself here is because most of the time I just say yes to everything.
And are you a daredevil yourself? Like, are you kind of an adrenaline kind of junkie type of guy?
I don't know. I guess so. I don't actively go out of my way and say, what's crazy and how do I do it? But if it presents itself or it's within reach, I usually say, yeah, you know, why not try that? So I've found myself doing a few crazy things out here.
Well, you've been skateboarding.
Skydiving, yeah, but
you've been skateboarding with skateboard legend Tony Hawk. You've been abseiling down the Blue Mountains in Australia. You have to continue until you collect 2,000 fun moments, which is equal to one for every square kilometre of the state of New South Wales. So how many have you got in your locker? How many's done already?
We're past halfway, believe it or not. So I'm about a little over half done with the 6 months, and we were slightly ahead of schedule at the half mark. So we were at about 406,000 moments.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable. And when you finish this and your challenge is done and the job is complete as such, Andrew, what do you do after that? Because everything has got to be a bit of a downer after a year like that, I would imagine.
Yeah, you'd think, but I think the interesting part about this is it's kind of more showing a lifestyle and an opportunity in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing that I'm doing somebody else can't come along and do. It might not be shoved into a 6-month period, but the reality is that everything that I'm doing is available for anybody who comes to New South Wales to also do. And I think that's the whole point, is that it's a first time for me, so that's kind of the funny and exciting part. But the reality is, I didn't know how much there was to do until I showed up.
Okay. Well, I hope you don't end up with a really normal, boring desk job after this is over. I think that'll be hard to deal with.
I don't think you will, because I think it's going to be some long-ass CV reference. You're going to have to put all the things you've done on that. It's going to be a big page, a big email. But listen, Andrew, thanks a million for taking our call, and the best of luck with all your future adventures.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And if you guys want to follow me, everything is at Sydney Fun on all the social media networks.
Sydney Fun. Okay, we'll put that up on our website as well. Thank you very much for that, Andrew.
Cheers, Andrew. Thank you very much. Well, there you go. Best job in the world ever. What I'd like to know is there a better job out there?
Okay.
There's got to be somebody in Ireland that loves their job so much, gets up every morning with a spring in their step and goes, yes, I love my job. I'm happy in my life.
Other than you.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody more happy
than
me.
We're going to do reverse Irishness on the show today. So we normally all like to moan about everything. Yeah. But it is...
We're changing that.
It is a sunny day here today. Yeah. So
How
good is your job? And say, I love it because... So text us in, let us know what your job is. We'd love to get a few people on the air today. 51552. If you're in the north as well, 80889.
I can see you texting about, you know, how much you love your job already.
Oh, listen, can I be the first caller?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll have the reaction to that, and also a musical...
Pinch me. Am I awake?
2FM. Okay, it is sunny across the whole of the country, as far as I know. I'm checking Met Aaron here, and they're telling me everywhere, even the mountains in Kerry and Cork, there's no snow on them.
Nicky Byrne said so.
Reliably.
It's gospel. Right. Now, anyway, today we're talking about the best jobs in the world ever. We were talking
Andrew.
To Andrew Smith, who's in Australia, and
he is chief funster.
Yeah,
that's
in
what
Australia.
He is. And for New South Wales, it's a big... county, or it is a big state in Australia. It's a big county, take over the whole country.
Let's not talk about geography. You know, things go downhill and we do that.
So I got an A in geography.
Did you? Okay,
yes.
I didn't. Now,
anyway,
we were asking people to send us in their texts and tweets and calls as well to let us know if they have indeed the best job in the world. Line one is Brendan Dunn in Raheny. Brendan, how are you?
How are you doing?
You love your job.
I love my job, yeah.
Tell us what your
do you
job
do?
Is.
I work for a car hire company.
A car hire company?
Yeah, and all we do is drive around all day picking up and dropping off cars all over the country.
And you don't mind being stuck in the traffic, or right? No?
No, at all. So most of the time we get sent everywhere all over the country, so it's not even when in Dublin we get stuck in traffic.
And listen, you obviously love driving, you love cars, so you get to drive all sorts.
Yeah, we get to drive all brand new, lovely cars, BMWs and all the new Fords and everything else.
Top man. You gotta love that.
Thank you for that, Brendan.
Cheers, Brad. Bye bye. Okay, line two. We got Richard in Roscommon. Hey, Richard.
Nicky, how are you? How's things?
We're great. What do you do?
I'm a brewer. I'm a craft brewer in Black Donkey Brewing in Roscommon. And it's just best job in the world. I make the beer that people love and work with a fantastic community of people.
And do you have a little tipple on the side during work hours?
It's professional sampling. It's not.
Can I ask you, actually?
He goes home hammered every night.
I listened to Richard there, and I have to say, you've got a gorgeous voice that I could. There isn't an ad running for your.
It's not a Roscommon accent,
is there?
You know, no, it's no. Funnily enough, it's not. It's actually Drogheda accent with 20 years in New York.
Okay,
no way.
About a year ago, yeah.
Well, you've a great radio voice. We'll have to get you on and do a few ads. Yeah, there's another good job for you.
Okay, thanks, Richard.
Listen, Nicky, can I ask you a quick favor? My sister-in-law thinks you're the bomb. Would you ever say hello to Stephanie Dillon for me?
Of course I will. Hey, Stephanie.
She'd love that.
All right, cheers, Rich. Have a good one, mate.
Thanks, bye, bye, bye.
Okay, line three. We've got Trevor. Trevor, what the hell are you doing?
Asher and Plowin. What hell should you be at?
Whereabouts are you?
Bunbrosna in Westmead. I'm looking into Wilson's Hospital School there now at the minute. So.
And you're in the tractor at the moment?
Yep, plowing away.
Plowing away, sun is shining.
Can you not hear her there? Hold on,
Be careful now if you're on the phone as well, Trev.
Trev, do tractors have horns?
Oh, of course they do.
Give us a beep.
Go on. What?
Good by yourself. Enjoy your day, Trev. Thanks a million. Bye. There you go. Keep them coming into us. 51552 1857 1592.